Hello children, today we will be learning about the American Civil War, which is the third chapter of your history books. America was broadly divided into two halves, the northern and the southern states. This was the main cause that led to the American Civil War, because as we discuss, we will learn that on every issue, both the north and the southern states were at loggerheads with each other. They held different opinions and disagreed with each other's. So we begin with the first one. The North had an industrial base while the South was agricultural. The North wanted improvements in transport and communication facility that in turn would aid in industrial growth. The South, on the other hand, was against such changes because it felt that such changes would affect the soil's fertility adversely. The North and South clashed over the question of tariff. The northern states preferred protective tariffs as it would make foreign goods more expensive than the locally manufactured goods. However, the South, on the other hand, felt that such tariffs were unfair and aimed at disturbing the economy of the southern states. The issue of slavery was a crucial point of distinction between the North and the South. Slavery had existed in America long before the American War of Independence. By the end of the American War of Independence, most northern states had abolished the institution of slavery because they needed free labor to work in their factories. Slavery, however, continued to grow and flourish in the South. Slaves were also used for various household chores. Slaves thus became economically indispensable for the southern states. The slaves were tortured and treated like personal property of the slave owners. They were auctioned, bought and sold at the will of their owners. They were kept in inhygienic conditions and were poorly fed. The northern states felt that slavery was a social injustice and should be abolished. The abolitionist movement was led by William Lloyd Garrison. He founded the American Anti-Slavery Society. Another pressing issue was the question of states' rights and the amount of freedom to be given to the individual state. While the northern states wanted the United States to remain one nation, the southern states wanted individual states to be given the power to decide whether they wanted to remain or to leave the Union. This gulf between the North and the Southern states widened when Abraham Lincoln, who was known for his anti-slavery views, was elected the president. 11 Southern states seceded from the Union. This was not acceptable to the Union. Abraham Lincoln decided to bring the seceded states back into the Union, and war was the only way to do so. So the American Civil War began on 12th April, 1861. A number of forces were fought. Ultimately, after 4 years of fighting, the Confederate Army was defeated. The war ended on 9th April, 1865, when the Confederate General Robert Lee surrendered to the Union General Ulysses Grant. Abraham Lincoln played the most crucial role during the war. He guided the Union during the war and succeeded in preserving its unity. He issued the Emancipating Proclamation, which was a giant step towards abolishing slavery and emancipating the slaves. After the war, the slaves were granted citizenship and voting right. Lincoln was a great orator. The speech he gave at Gettysburg during the American Civil War is considered to be one of the greatest speeches in American history. The inspiration for establishing a democracy in India has been taken from this speech. Now, children, I hope you understood the story. You can also read an interesting novel, Uncle Tom's Cabin, written by Harriet Beecher Stowe, which shows the slavery as it existed in the United States of America. Thank you, children.